Here goes. We're on. Daff. Test Bob. Ahmed Bees. Okay, by the two dots. Which two dots? I think it's the last or the second to last two dots. Thank you, Gil. It says Nichnas Lehichel. A person went to went to the Heichel, and he's carrying his vessel with his water in. A chadasha, according to some, or maybe according to all, is right with water in from the kior. And he goes into the Heichel, and he upon Ol Yamino, and he turns to his right.
What about the
Mincha? Well, that's the question. The Mincha, so seemingly the Mincha, we did the Mincha already. My timer. Yeah. Why does he go right? Yeah. So Omar says this is a famous Chazal. Kol Pinush Atzapoina. All turnings that you turn, as Brad just did. It's to lo ye elo ye derech yomin. It should be to the right. Okay. So basically, that's why it chooses. It's kind of interesting though, because at the end of the day, we have he's got to go to the place where there's a to get the dirt. I mean, I'm assuming it was. I just assumed it was on the right, but maybe not. And maybe goes right. I don't know. But anyway, you turn to the right. So here with this, because Mokum. So they had a place over there. They had basically a loose tile. There was an Amma al-Amma, and there was a ring attached to it. Yeah, and you kind of pulled it up, and you got the dirt from under there. Okay, Tana Rabban, we got a Braisa. Umin Ofa Asher Yiyeh. It says in the Torah, from the Ofa, which will be... So basically, over here, we're going to have two Pesukim. So this is kind of an... inclusive posuk, whichever. Oh no, we lost the money. Whichever, yeah. Offer which shall be, okay.
Recording in progress.
Okay, we came back. Shem. Right, which offer should be? Yeah. So yochel yitakim in bechutz v'yachnis. So if that from this posuk you would think, yeah, that you could basically get it ready from outside and bring it in. Basically import. From outside to the base of Mikdash, dirt, right from this posuk. Now we've got another posuk, Talmud Loimar, which tells us the other extreme. It says, Bekarka HaMishkan. So it's got to be from the karka of the Mishkan. So which seems to indicate that it's actually going to be dirt from the Mishkan itself. Yeah? And says the Gemara, E Bekarka HaMishkan. And if it would have said, Bekarka HaMishkan, right? Yochol, I would think the other extreme now. Yochol yachbor, you should dig, but kardumo is some kind of shovel or pick knife thing, yeah. Basically, you should dig up some dirt from the mamush mishkan itself. Okay, Talmud Loimar. So we bring the other posuk back, yeah. Asher yiyeh. So basically, we will end up right. We're going to end up somewhere in the middle. Ha ketzad. How do we do that? Yeah, yeshom. If there is some there, meaning in the Mishkan, have a bring from the dirt that's in the Mishkan. Yeah, ain't shom. What happens if you don't have any dirt in the loose dirt? You know, maybe the builders did a good job, and all the tiles are really secure, and you can't really get there. You can't access it. Got stuck. Yeah, tain shom. So what you should do? You should put there. Meaning, what does it mean? It means take some dirt from outside and put it on the floor, and then it's ke'ilu, you brought it from the base of the Mikdash. With three lines from the bottom on the test on the base. Okay, so that's the first opinion. Now we're going to have an alternative opinion, which is going to learn differently. Tanya Edach, we've got another Brysa. Mina Ofer, a Sheyeh. Right, so it starts off the same. We've got this posuk that seems to be an inclusive posuk from the dirt, which will be any kind of dirt, yeah? We're going, Milamei, this teaches us, and this is the final answer to according to this opinion, Shahayim Mitakein, Mibukut, he would fix it from outside, he'd prepare it, maybe get it right, Umachnis, and he brings it in. Okay, so we don't need it from the Mishkan. Now, what does he do with the posuk of Bekarka or Mishkan? He's not using it to adjust or alter the previous limud. It's a totally new limud. Bekarka or Mishkan, he uses it for the following. Isi ben Yehuda, Right, Oimer, Lahavi, it's coming to include, yeah, Karka. Now, Rashi gets rid of the next three words and the Vav. Lahavi, Karka, Base Olamim. See what I just did? I skipped Shiloh, Nov, Givon, and the Vav, Base Olamim. Meaning that this mitzvah of the Sota, right? Also, this procedure of good morning also applies in the base of Mikdash, because when it spoke about over here, it's spoken the mitzvah is in the Mishkan. It says from the right, it doesn't say the base of Mikdash. How do we know the base of Mikdash? We're just assuming that, right? What he was talking about. So, coming to tell you that it also, this mitzvah of Sota also applies in the there you go, also applies in the. In the base of Mikdash, okay?
I understood that there was a tile, low tile, with the hand you picked up. I imagine that's in the base of Mikdash.
No, that we're just saying, we're saying the mitzvah as it applies to us. Remember, we spoke about the procedure. We said you take it to the Shor Nikanor, right? But as far as the Pesukim are concerned, it doesn't mention the base of Mikdash. It doesn't really mention the base of Mikdash in the Torah. It doesn't mention the base of Mikdash in the Torah. I mean, it does say sometimes the Mikdash, it says the word, but whatever. So applying these halachos to the base of Mikdash. Now, you'll see, the other opinion, Isi ben Menachem Omer, he says, hey, no tzarech, you don't need to apply the laws that we learned in the Mishkan to the base of Mikdash. This is kind of, and I'll explain what he's going to prove himself. He says, Omer b'tumah kala, you've got tumah kala. Meaning, Rashi explains that if a person is prohibited to go into the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tomei, right? And in the Pesukim over there, it says both the Mishkan and also the Beis HaMikdash. So then we've got, basically, it says both of them. So if we know the halacha of basically entering the Mishkan and the Mikdash is the same thing, that you're prohibited, lo kol kakosov, the Torah didn't differentiate, meaning the prohibition applies. Now, in our case, Batumas Ashes Ish, but the tumor of an Ashes Ish, which is not the normal kind of tumor, but it's the tumor that she became defiled by some foreign guy. Yeah? So the tumas Ashes Ish, Chomura, which is more Machmir, because what is Mamash Misa's based in? It's a very serious crime, sleeping around when you're married. Yeah? So if we see with tumor, Kala, with Tumah Kala, which is Rashi even says is Kores, but Kol Shekein in Amisa's based then, Lo Kol Shekein, that if it applies in the Mishkan, obviously it's going to apply in the base of Mikdash. Okay? Im Kain, so now we've freed up a Pasuk then. So which is going to be like the first price we brought. Im Kain, Ma Talma Loima, what does the Pasuk, when it says Bekarka Mishkan mean? Right, it's not coming to include the base of Mikdash. Means shelo yovi mitoch kupasoi. You shouldn't bring the dirt from his basket. Meaning you shouldn't bring dirt from outside. Oh, right. Unless, right, if you, so that means you should take it from the floor of the base of Mikdash. If you don't have any from the floor of the base of Mikdash, you bring from outside and then you put it down in the base of Mikdash and then you use it. Because this is this opinion over here, Rashi points out, is the same as the first opinion that we saw. Okay.
You mean you
place
it underneath the...
I'm not sure, but I mean, if you lift up to the tile and said, oh no.
Right, so you've got to put it under the tile, basically.
You assume, okay, fine. It's clear to you, I see.
Well, based on the way that the
Maskana... I don't know if it's fine. I hear, if it's clear to you, I see. I see it's clear. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you.
So it's clear to you.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You're on fire today, Brad. Sorry.
That's a practical question.
Sorry. I'm in a funny mood. You've got to be careful. Good point. That's what we said. Well, so we said it needs to be seen, the amount that needs to be seen on the water. So it's only a little bit.
But can I say, if you keep digging from the same place, then
you'll
have...
But dust, you know, is probably... You know, if you clean the shul, you realize that just dirt seems to come, seems to appear from nowhere. Right. Anyway, so now, Ibailu, we have a question. Right? Moving on. Yeah? What happens? Here you go, Gil. Ain sham offer. What happens if you have no offer? Right? Also outside the base of Mikdash as well, though. But there's no offer around. There's a shortage of offer. Okay, it's getting pretty okay. So Maush Yetain Afa. So can we be can we use ashes instead? Because the Torah says afar. So you're supposed to put afar on the water. Afa with an aleph is ashes. Afar is dirt. Right? So afar, right, so if you're gonna be strictly speaking, one would think you would have to bring. So what's the question? I mean, if the Torah says afar, why would you think afar? So you'll see why in the following, yeah? So Aliba de Beis Shammai Loitzi Bayaloch. According to Beis Shammai, it's not a question that you were not allowed to be to bring ashes. Okay, so now we're going to bring the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, right? Right. Lecha de Omri Loi Metzinu, that they say we don't find right Eifa, the ashes Shikarui Offer, that is called Offer. Meaning it's offering it two different things. Yeah, apples and oranges. Yeah, ki teboiloch, when this question applies, is aliba de Beis Hillel, is according to the opinion of Beis Hillel. So Omri, that they say, Metzinu Eifa Shikori Offer. They find Eifa that is Kori Offer. My. So now go right across from Rashi, right where we're not in the middle of this Rashi. The beginning line starts, Meshchitas Chulin. You see this? Okay, so this is Gabui Kisui Adam. Yeah, so the question is Kisui Adam, you're supposed to cover the dam with dirt, right? Yeah, Aliba de Beis Hillel de Omri. So they say you can use Eifa Korri Offa. They say Eifa is also called Offa, and they're being proof from the Torah, right? Dichsiv, it says, it's talking about the power, I think it's the Paradum over here, yeah? Velokhu Latome, you should take for the Tommy person, right? I mean, so somebody who's got Tumas Mace, offer Sreifas Achatas from the dirt, which obviously means the ashes of the burning of the Chatas, meaning the Paroduma. So you see that the Torah refers to ashes, right, as offer sometimes. So we see that offer and afer, they're related. Oh, so that's going to be the question. The Gemara is going to say maybe it's different over here. Very good. That's the continuation of the Gemara. But first of all, it's in the ballpark that you would hear that you right for you. It's right. It's clear to him. It's clear to you. Okay, very good. Yeah, if you learn Beit Sirot, oh yeah, right. So no, and Beit Shammai Omrim, Beit Shammai say, yeah, it says offer Sreifa. Right, so if you look at the pasuk over there, we just said you've got to take for the Tommy person, me offer sreifa zachatas, right, from the offer of the sreifa. So it's not really dirt so much because it says the burnt dirt. So what's burnt dirt? Burnt dirt is ashes. So he said, so nikra offer, nikra. No, so offer stamlo ikri, but it's not called. So Beis Shammai disagree on Beis Hillel's reading. They say, what are you talking about? It doesn't say that offer is called afa. It says offer sreifas is called afa. Yeah, so that's why. So that is the question that we're leaving as the cliffhanger. According to Shita's Beis Hillel, yeah, what is going to be the din? Can a person use ashes for the sotah?